Well, a slightly different audio boo today because I'm not alone. I'm here with Claire Smith, who's the office manager and makes a great many things happen. But the reason I particularly wanted to have Claire here with me was because of something she was involved in doing very recently, and that was running the London Marathon. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never run the marathon. I think it unlikely I ever will. But running is one thing. The marathon is a quite different experience. And when I was talking with her, it became obvious to me that there was a great deal that could actually be shared here that is really worth knowing about. So to that end, I thought it would be good to get it straight from Claire. So now you've done it, you survived. What is your lasting impression?
It is definitely an experience I will never, ever forget. It was one of the worst experiences of my life, but also one of the best, the worst, most rewarding and the most satisfying. So it really was one of those moments that will live for you, with you forever.
So there's highs and lows?
Yeah, absolutely, and lots of both.
All in the space of 26 miles?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so just walk us through what happened.
Getting there on the actual marathon day, the week leading up to marathon was slightly apprehensive for me because you go through all of this training. For mine was 10 months beforehand I'd been training. And you go through all of that with this one day in mind. So the week leading up to the marathon was particularly emotional for me. Not in a kind of boo-hoo way, but it was just this day that I'd been waiting all these months for. And actually years, because it's something that has always been in the back of my mind for quite a few years. Something that I'd been waiting for was just around the corner. And it was really that sense of, it's about to be over, I'm about to accomplish something. Am I going to accomplish something? And what am I going to do once it is over?
Wow. So there's an element of self-doubt in there, plus almost anticlimax, like what happens to life after this big build-up?
Yeah, absolutely, because everyone's been talking about it as well, and you know, I was the only one in amongst my group of friends that was doing it, or whoever has. Mm-hmm. So it was very exciting, and every conversation was about it, and the same with work and everything else. It was just all-encompassing, the marathon. So it was, what am I going to talk about after it's done?
Well, I guess we now know, because here you are. Let's go to the day, and what was that like? It starts, the day begins. How does it begin?
I was already in London, so I was here and I was prepared. I'd stayed here the night before, and it was good to be in and around it, because from the moment I got on the tube that morning, there was other runners, and it was a great buzz around it. So everyone was travelling there together, and you can't take any supporters with you to the start line. So it literally is all the runners on a tube together, you know, going in one direction to the start line. And you get to the start line and nothing can prepare you for how many people there are. And when you then look at how many people are at that start line and remember that there's actually two other starts with the same amount of people, that really is a sight that will stay with me forever. And then you kind of get ushered into your starting position and wherever you are in the lineup. And I was quite near the back, so I had a lot of people to go through the start line before I eventually got through it. And right from the beginning of that day, it was the other runners that really stuck with me. It was starting that race with other people in exactly the same boat who had also been training, who had also been raising money for charity, who had done the same journey as me, and I had no idea who they were. And just all going towards that start line together.
And then presumably you begin.
And then I go.
And then what happens?
The fun begins. And then I had quite a few miles, about 7 miles of kind of a good speed, and everyone was very upbeat and there was a lot of support along the way, and that was brilliant and everyone was really positive. And probably around the 10-mile mark, there started to be people around me that were flagging. People just started to get a bit of doubt into their mind because you feel quite exhausted, but you've not yet reached halfway. And that's how it was for me. I thought, I'm not even at halfway yet, and I'm already wanting to go home to bed. So when will this ever end? But that's also when the plus point started. That's when friends and family that had come out to support me, I started to be able to see them on the route. That's when all the rest of the runners really supported each other and started, you know, keeping each other moving along.
And how do they do that?
From a simple pat on the back to literally picking each other up.
And this is people who don't know each other.
Yeah, no one knows each other. I was fortunate enough to run with a friend, so we run the whole thing together. Apart from that, I knew nobody else, and that was the same for really 99% of everyone. And it's just anything as simple as a tap on the back to just say, come on, you can do this, keep it moving. Right the way through to the later miles, after mile 20, when people were literally just collapsed on the floor and you just saw fellow runners just in tears and they had injuries or whatever, and you would literally just go along and scoop them up to help them to finish because you wanted them to get to the finish line with you.
So this completely changes my feel for it, my understanding of it, because now it becomes a kind of social solidarity. You know, you're collaborating with each other to make sure everybody finishes who can finish.
Oh, definitely. And it's a really selfless thing as well. Nobody, it's not, everyone called it a race on the lead up to it, but it's not a race at all. For those people that are running it and are doing it in the same position as myself to raise money for charity and really are just doing it to do that with that goal in mind. It's not to get to the end first or anything like that. So you really do, you are all in that same boat. So you all want each other to finish. There's no kind of, oh, they're going to get there before me. Mm-hmm. None of that that would normally go on within a sporting event. Mm-hmm. It really is kind of, I've done this journey, I know how this feels, and I want that person to cross the finish line with me. So let's all keep this moving.
And what about the support along the way? Because again, I'm thinking lots of strangers.
Yeah, and that was something that people had told me in the lead up to it, that the support would be amazing. And it really, really was. And it took me quite a while to get used to complete strangers cheering out my name because I had my name on my vest. So that was quite bizarre that these people knew who I was and were cheering for me. So after I'd got used to that, it really, really helped and supported me. But it was the runners and other runners that supported me even more than that. It was great to be able to hear from the crowds, and that was wonderful. But the small part of my mind was thinking, well, you're not here running it, so you don't know how it feels. So you can say, come on, Claire, but actually,
sure,
you're standing in the sunshine having a lovely day, and I'm running this distance. So it was the other runners and my friend who I was running with that was just the ones that kept me going.
And towards the end, did you hit a wall?
Yeah, I hit a complete wall around mile 21 where I just, my whole body just didn't want to go any further. It was just done. It was done with running. Every part of me ached. And in the back of my mind, I just kept saying, I can't finish this. It's never going to happen. I just could not see the finish line in sight at all. And I got the reassurance then from the crowd. And there was a couple of young children that cheered out my name. And as soon as I heard this little young girl cheer out my name, I just thought, I'm going to do this.
Why did that make it?
Because I just thought, she's watching me, and I could potentially be inspiring her to go on and do this in later years. And the last thing she wants to see is me at the side of the road saying, I can't do this. So put your positive hat back on and keep running. And that added to everyone else and the runners that were running alongside me and my friend who literally just dragged me along with her to get me through that wall. Once I'd got through that wall, which took about 2 miles for me to really get through it, that was it. I was flying after that.
And so flying to the finish line?
Yeah, and I literally couldn't stop either. I'd tried to run the whole way, even if I had to do very slow running and fasten up. But towards the end, my family were actually at the end, and every other time I'd seen them, I stopped to give everyone a hug and then continued on the journey. But on this particular final stretch, I saw them all and I just said, I can't stop, I've got to finish this, and just ran straight past them. And that was the last time I saw them until the finish line.
And so you go over the finish line?
You go over the finish line.
And then what?
And again, it's all runners because there's not allowed to be any supporters for a good couple of miles after the finish line. So it's literally just runners congratulating each other, patting each other on the back. And then you get this giant medal put round your neck, which really is
chunky.
Very chunky, very heavy. When you've just run 26.2 miles, having that put round your neck. But also having that, it felt like it was a worthy thing to receive. It did it justice.
Now, I've seen a couple of photos of you know, of how you were at the end of this.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll be able to put these up with the audio boo, but to me it looked like it was very tough.
That end, coming across that finish line, I was very emotional. I'd had moments throughout the race where I'd got emotional seeing family and friends. But that moment just finishing that and crossing that finish line was just a complete release for me. I just cried and cried and cried. And everything was coming into my head. All of the wonderful messages that I'd received on the lead up to it, all the kind donations that people had made, the fact that I'd helped two charities and gone over and above what I ever imagined I would raise for those two charities. And the 10 months of training and kind of the early mornings and blood, sweat and tears, all of that just comes rushing to you as you cross that finish line. So, hence the tears. And
So, would you say never again?
I said never again as I crossed the finish line. And I said never again for probably the day after when I could barely walk. And the day
this is
after,
in the telltale past tense.
Claire. Yeah. Yeah, and since then I've applied for the marathon for next year.
Okay.
So fingers crossed, I don't get a place. But all I can remember now is the good. Might just take a minute to...